And a real pleasure now to welcome in the host of this week's Justin Timberlake Shriners Hospitals for Children Open, the man himself, Mr. Justin Timberlake.
Isn't that the longest title? I believe we have the record now for the longest title for any PGA tournament of all time.
I think you've eclipsed the one that was in Disney several years back. Yeah, you've got the new title. Hey, has it been just a crazy run-up in preparation for this event since your partnership was announced last November?
It has. We've had a year to sort of figure out how to, you know, elevate the tournament from where it was and also try to add some new elements to make it more fun for everyone, you know, the players, the players' families, the celebrities that are going to come out and participate, the fans that are going to be out, you know, watching, you know, the players be, you know, inhuman and watching us hack it up. And so I'm really excited about the way, I mean, this is just the first year and I'm doing it for the next 5 years, but I'm really excited about the way we have the format and I'm excited about this first year. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you got a 5-year partnership in place, as you mentioned. I know you've really embraced your role as host. You want to increase the competitive profile of this tournament. What are your long-term goals for the event in the next 5 years?
If you're asking me like the perfect tournament, I mean, it's out here, it's Vegas, it's the Pro-Am, but also, you know, it's the format we've changed it to, which is basically the pros have their 4 rounds by themselves. It's a real tournament at that point. But, you know, I think we want to get in the FedEx race. I think, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that's not a dream wish, you know, of everybody here in Vegas. You know, I think we want to be involved with the FedEx race, too. We want to make it a really competitive experience for the pros as well.
That'd be cool. There's been a wide range of celebrity hosts of tournaments through the years, you know, from Bob Hope to Sammy Davis, Jackie Gleason, Bing Crosby, you know, your friend George Lopez, of course, most recently. They've all sort of, you know, put their personal stamp, their identity on the tournament. What's yours going to be on this event this week?
Well, particularly, I think I use this analogy in an interview I did recently, but I sort of, you know, it was important for me to change up the format for the tournament with the Pro-Am on Wednesday and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the pros. Just because, you know, I think the celebrities, I mean, we love to compete with each other, but Phil Mickelson's not going to be trying to sing karaoke while I'm on stage. So why am I going to try to, you know, hit 4 shots out of a bunker, you know, while he's trying to, that's his job, you know? So I think it helps to make it more enjoyable for the pros. But also on Wednesday, since nobody scores really count on Wednesday, I think that gives us the opportunity to open it up for a lot more fun, so it's not as serious and everybody can just have a good time. The fans will get a kick out of it because it won't be so serious, you know. I mean, I think the pros will come out on Wednesday and play with the celebrities and the other amateurs who donated to the Shriners Hospital. They'll you know, they'll have a lot more fun with each other and with the fans. And I think it's that, all in all, that's just going to make it a more fun tournament.
Who are you playing with? Can you divulge that yet?
You know, I think I want to say it's a random drawing. It is okay. My tournament, so I probably got a little leeway.
All right. You've got a concert going Friday night. Who's in on that gig?
That's actually, I'm actually really excited about that, the list we got, because it's pretty diverse. I mean, they're all popular artists, but we have, you know, artist last year who kind of broke onto the scene in a big way. Her name is Leona Lewis. We have Rihanna. We have you know, some of one of my favorite groups of all time. We have Boyz II Men, 50 Cent, Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
All right.
I mean, Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas. I mean, it's a really diverse list, and it's going to be really exciting to have all of them on the same stage, because you just don't normally get that. You don't normally have all these different types of artists on the same stage. So I'm excited to be the master of ceremonies for all that.
Talk a little bit about the importance of the tournament's relationship with Shriners Hospitals, because I know charity with this tournament, as it is with every tournament on the PGA Tour, is really the backbone of these events from week to week.
Absolutely. Well, I think that there's probably half the people who come out do actually realize that, but I really enjoy talking about it for the other half that kind of, you know, they come out and maybe they don't know so much about the Shriners Hospitals and what they do, but you know, we're going to have tents set up with actually a really cool internet company, to Make the Difference Network, who is sort of a porthole for a lot of different charities, and we're going to have tents set up to show people, you know, how the Shriners Hospitals works, but also how easy it is to make even just the smallest donation while you're out on the course via the internet. The Shriners Hospital, they specialize in helping, you know, less fortunate children with, you know, physical deformities or things like that. And I recently met our ambassador this year. Her name is Katie, and I believe she's 18 or 19 years old. But she has a prosthesis. She has a prosthetic leg that through the Shriners she's been able to have and live with. And the first time I met this girl, she went out and played 18 holes with me.
Wow.
I met her when we were sort of talking to the Shriners and the people out here in Vegas about doing the tournament. And I was just so in awe and so inspired by her. I was like, I just have to be a part of this. Mm. This is something that actually makes a difference. So, you know, you see things like that, and you really realize how big the organization, the Shriners organization, is, and what they do for children. So I'm happy to be a part of it.
Talking with Justin Timberlake, who has a real passion for the game. I mean, you are a serious player. You're no Charles Barkley, man. What are you playing to? About a 6 handicap these days, right?
I would say right now, based on all the preparation I've had to do to make sure all the the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. I'm a little higher than that right now, but I'm trying to brush up on my game before this week.
And who got you going in the game? Your dad when you were a young boy?
He did. When I was about 10 years old, he got me. I was a huge basketball player. I mean, that's all I did. And he got me out on the golf course and taught me how to hit a golf ball. And I picked it up fairly easily, just kind of a monkey see, monkey do thing. But I was 10, and I really didn't have the patience for it. I was more interested in basketball and girls, so.
So nothing wrong with that.
No, there's definitely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
but
that worked out okay for you too, by the way.
Well, thank you. but I was about 21, 22, and one of my roadies, we were sort of cooped up indoors for 2 or 3 days straight. I played 3 shows in a row in an arena somewhere in the middle of America, and. You know, he said, why don't you come out and play golf with us? And I was like, you know, my dad told me to play golf when I was young and blah, 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 blah. And he was like, well, come out and play. So I went out and used his gloves and I played one round with all of my roadies, all of my crew guys, my carpenters and the guys who would set up my stage.
Wow.
and things like that. And I just immediately, I was like, man, I've been missing out, you know, because I'm such an outdoor type of person. I love to be outdoors. And that's how it got me, you know. I mean, and so ever since then, I mean, if there's ever an opportunity, you know, I'll be on the golf course.
The course that you learned on, Big Creek, outside of Memphis,
right.
You recently purchased that course? What's the story behind that?
I did. I actually purchased it. We've redesigned it. We're refurbishing it. And this is the part I'm most excited about, because this happened in a roundabout way. I'll back you up from the beginning.
Okay.
So basically, this is the course that my dad taught me how to hit a golf ball on hole 10. And we got word that they were, you know, the people who owned the course weren't really able to keep it up anymore, and that they were going to auction it off and probably turn it into some like a housing development.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a staple for the community there where I grew up. I said my dad informed me of it, and we were both just immediately. I think we said it around the same time. We're like, we can't let this happen. So we kind of scooped in right before the auction and talked him into selling it to us. And you know, I just figured it was something great I could do for the community.
Very cool.
And so then we got into redesigning it and refurbishing it, and then I started asking questions. Because, I think the world now especially is starting to pay more attention to things that are eco-friendly. Unfortunately, it takes the economy to crash to start talking about things like alternative fuel and going green, and you think about the climate changes and things we have. So to make a long story short, I asked, well, is there any way we could possibly make this golf course green? An eco-friendly golf course. And we started asking questions, and the more questions we asked, the more it seemed feasible with the money that we were putting into refurbishing it. So I'm actually really, really excited about this. It's going to be a platinum LEED certified eco-friendly golf course. I mean, we're going to completely solar power the clubhouse, and it's pretty amazing that you can actually do that with such a huge piece of land. And you know, obviously, you know, golf courses take so much upkeep.
Oh yeah, but very cool.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting.
Talking with Justin Timberlake, whose passion for sports is more than just cursory. This is not just another celebrity who scores good tickets because it's cool to be seen. I mean, you are crazy about sports, so I would imagine the experience of hosting the ESPYs last July had to be a real treat for you.
That's probably one of the, you know. I mean, it was funny because one of my best friends, he said, you know who had more fun than anyone else in that room was you.
Yeah, you can tell.
You know, I mean, I've always been a huge sports fan. I grew up listening to music, and music kind of was something that came natural to me. But I would always, I mean, if you asked me when I was a kid, I wanted to go to North Carolina, play for the Tar Heels, and and then, you know, play in the NBA. I mean, that's what I wanted to do when I was a kid. And
not the Memphis Tigers? Come on, man.
Well, I mean, at the time it was everything was Michael Jordan. So anything Michael did, I wanted to be like Mike. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Memphis Tigers fan. And
It's been a long summer since Mario Chalmers of Kansas put the dagger in
your
heart.
Yeah, you know, I made sure at the ESPYs I let everybody know what I thought about that.
Are you and Coach Cal ready to get it going again this year?
I hope so. I saw who we recruited, and I think we're actually going to look pretty strong again.
Excellent.
If we're doing, like, you know, since we're in Vegas right now, we're doing like sports predictions. I'd give us like a 75% chance of making the final eight, the Elite Eight.
Bad.
You know what I mean? So you make it there, I mean, you got a great chance to win the tournament
now,
again.
I know you've played pro-ams, Justin, but tell me quickly about the experience of playing Torrey Pines the week before the U.S. Open with Tony Romo and Matt Lauer. You shot 98, which I'm sure gave you a new appreciation with how good the pros are.
I played a couple of practice rounds out there and by myself or just with Butch, and actually shot a lot better, so I was kind of like, I sort of want another crack at it. But, I mean, listen, you know, if there was anything that I didn't know about how they compete, I definitely learned it, you know, that day. You're playing with other people, and just the rounds become longer, and it just becomes more of a grind. Absolutely. I mean, I had an appreciation for them before,
yeah.
You know, but it's when you're staring at those fairways and they look like bowling lanes, you know. It just sort of seems impossible.
Last thing here before we turn you loose, and thank you again for your time. Your current film project in production, Open Road, looks really interesting. You play the estranged son of a baseball legend, and you guys hit the road together. Is this the first time you worked with Jeff Bridges?
It is.
Now tell me a little bit about the project, and when does it come out?
Well, I play a minor league baseball player, sort of growing up in the shadow of a baseball legend for a father. And my first time to work with Jeff, and, you know, by far the best, greatest, most artistic, lovable, you know, charming actor I've ever worked with. I mean, I really love the guy. He is such a, to see someone who's been doing it that long and that well, and still just has the same process, is equally as devoted as I was to it. You know, there was never a moment where I felt like he was phoning in his performance. That's what we call it. You know, and he's a gem, man. I learned so much just from watching him.
When's it coming out, Justin?
I want to say that they're looking to. It's a smaller film, obviously,
okay.
But I want to say that they're looking at putting it at one of the festivals and kind of going that route with it and trying to sell it that way. So
looking forward to it. One of the truly gifted artists in the entertainment world and the host of what is going to be one of the unique events on the PGA Tour over the next 5 years, Mr. Justin Timberlake. Great talking with you, man.
And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck this week. Have fun out there.